different as Obama's plan is from the military course our nation took in 2001, what seems to have not changed is our unwillingness to have an honest conversation about the real-world implications of U.S. military action overseas. Stepping up to fill that void is Dr. Susan Brooks Thistlethwaite. Susan, I am so pleased to have you join us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you, Welton, and I am very pleased to be here. These are serious subjects.
You've written a strongly worded piece for On Faith, arguing that the situation with the terror group ISIS does not rise to the threshold of just war theory. We probably should begin with you reminding our listeners about what just war theory is.
Let's imagine that the listeners are all in my classroom on peace and war, and I've drawn on the board crusade, which is the Christian and other religious holy war, and all the way at the other end of the board, I've drawn pacifism. Everybody knows that is the principled opposition to war. Now, just war theory developed in the middle from both some philosophical sources, but also from St. Augustine and St. Aquinas, saying there have to be limits on the use of force. And when is force moral? When is it immoral? So trying to find a space in between. And so this theory, which is actually taught at the War College and has criteria of when it's moral to get in to a war or not, and how you're supposed to conduct a war.
So what would need to be different about the situation to permit ethical military intervention?
Leading criterion for just war theory is just cause, okay, that you have a just cause. And it is not considered just to just go attack anybody you want to. Remember, this came up with the attack on Iraq. You know, did we have a just cause? And so I argue that the president said that, no, ISIL has not threatened the American homeland. They haven't been able to find any such threats, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. This is in the president's speech. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel said the words immediate threat in reference to the killing of the two Americans. Now, immediate threat, that's code for just war theory. But killing of two Americans, not on American soil, but elsewhere, I would still dispute is not an immediate threat. Now, another criterion that we just do not pay attention to is what is the probability of success? You're not supposed to get into a war, says just war theory, if you can't see any good outcome, if you can't see that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Both Pew Research and CNN have polling. Somewhere, you know, between 60 to 63% of Americans are in favor of bombing ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But under a third, approximately, actually think it will work.
Hmm.
So that shows the dilemma that Americans seem to feel they're in, which is we have to do something. These are hideous people. I mean, this is just insupportable, right?
Mm-hmm.
ISIL is brutal. They behead people. They execute people. They tried to commit genocide. They enslave women. I mean, nothing redeeming about these folks.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what's the most effective thing? Now, I propose two in my article.
Mm-hmm.
One being political solution. They came about, of course, because of the bad performance of the Iraqi government in excluding the Sunnis from the government. The ISIL people preyed upon Sunni feelings of exclusion. But then secondly, go get their money. There's an estimate that ISIL is bringing in $3 million a day.
Mm.
You drug money, a lot of it, and also oil money, which is, of course, also theft. So you try to go after their money. A lot of people aren't believers in this stupid ideology, which is neither Islamic, say many, many Muslims,
mm-hmm.
nor actually are they a state, right? They're a group
mm-hmm.
of thugs. Go get their money. But that doesn't look like doing something, right? It doesn't look like we're fighting terrorism. So Americans have got to get smarter about how we find these folks. And I think just war theory provides a couple of really good questions you ought to ask yourself. if you don't really think it's going to be successful, which two-thirds of Americans apparently don't, why not try something that works? And I think most people could get on board with go get their money.
You criticize the strategic aspects of the president's plan, and I'd like for you to talk about the idea that ISIS needs an enemy, and we're doing them somewhat a favor by giving them one.
Yes, ISIL has issued us an invitation to a cosmic war, right? They are a group of people with a highly inflated sense of their own importance, and they think they are fighting a cosmic war. They need the United States, a.k.a. what they would demonize as the great Satan. They need us to get into this conflict for recruitment, for ideological purposes, for symbolism. This happened in relationship to the 9/11 attacks, where suddenly it got made into a cosmic war, and we played that game. We played that game. And I think this is another place where we need to be smarter. Now, there are a lot of voices on the right, in particular, spying this come and get us, guys, invitation from ISIL. And I think we need to realize that this is a ploy on their part. They want the great Satan to show up with their bombs, because they find it a good recruiting tool. And they are kind of a brutal group of thugs with a really good media strategy. Let's at least step back for a second and ask ourselves, are we being played in terms of an invitation to a cosmic war? Suppose we said no. Suppose we just said, no, we're coming for your money, and we're going to work on what worked the last time in the Sunni Awakening. That's what really turned the tide in the Iraq War. Suppose we're going to work on a political solution, and we're going to work on coming to get your money, and we don't play the game of the great Satan. What about that?
Susan, when you say, let's go after the politics of it and the money involved, there are many Americans who are inherently going to be thinking, but that's not really war. That's not really getting them. We've got to get into this conflict and show them who's boss.
Yes, yes, particularly the latter, because there is that simplistic equation, force is showing them who's boss. And it's a complicated world and a multilateral world. And I mean, I actually think President Obama has been boxed in by this. It is a very much an election season. I think his articulated approach to foreign policy, which he's done in previous months, you know, I think they're very aware in the foreign policy establishment and in the White House of the need to have a very nuanced foreign policy.
Yeah.
But reason, as I wrote in the column, reason has left the building. And people fall for this. They fall for it. They get all panicky. And I look at these conservative pundits on the TV who are saying war, 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 and I think, I wonder who's paying you for that, because war is very profitable.
Yeah.
I think that we've got to be very suspicious that the drumbeat of war is also just a profit center. It makes me very, very suspicious.
I can hear some people who are listening to this interview saying, well, I thought you all started out talking about just war, which means that you're concerned about morality. And if if you're really concerned about morality and you see that dastardly group of people doing what they're doing to human beings who don't by any means deserve that, isn't it more moral to take them out? Isn't it more moral for us to defend these people that are getting killed rather than talking about doing politics and finances?
The really helpful thing about just war theory is that it does ask you this question. Not just should you do it, but what's most effective?
Yeah.
Are you going to be effective?
Yeah.
And the question that I then am raising here is, what's most effective to play into the game of being the great Satan and alienating a whole bunch more people, and therefore being a recruitment tool for ISIL, therefore making this region, which is grossly unsafe, even more unsafe? Or should we be moral by actually being smart and effective in how we combat this threat? The end game is the same. The end game is these folks have got to go. I know they've got to go. I work a lot out of the just peace paradigm and actually working on financial strategies to dry up the drug money, political strategies. These are actually strategies of just peace, but they overlap with just war in this criterion. And the criterion is, do you have an exit strategy?
Yeah.
Do you have a good outcome? We went into that war in Iraq, and actually I think also into the war in Afghanistan, with no exit strategy. I mean, actually Colin Powell said this on numerous occasions. We have no exit strategy.
If you were in D.C. or wherever, and you had a chance to have 1 minute with Barack Obama and another minute with John McCain, what would you say to each of them?
Well, I've been on television with John McCain opposing the Iraq war, and I'll say the same thing I said then, don't do it. With President Obama, I would be able to say, this is a more effective strategy, Mr. President. I actually think you know it, and I think that you're right to try to dial it down, as you have been trying to do in your foreign policy, and people will not listen to him.
The Reverend Dr. Susan Brooks Thistle-White is professor of theology at Chicago Theological Seminary, the author of the book Dreaming of Eden, American Religion and Politics in a Wired World. Susan's recent article titled Obama's ISIL Strategy, Just More Endless War, Why President Obama's Planned Military Strikes on ISIS Do Not Fit the Criteria for a Just War, appears in the On Faith section of faithstreet.com, and we will link to it from stateofbelief.com. Susan, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you, Wilton, for having me.